Worst.
Hey, I gotta play another jam real quick, you know. You know, I just normally just play my artist, my favorite art. He's not even a favorite artist. Let's just top 10. Let's just put it out there. But if you don't know already, but that was Drake, Worst Behavior. And have you ever heard that saying? The saying of it takes, you gotta spend money to make money. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I've heard this saying from my father, who is a business owner. And anybody who owns a business knows that it takes a while to make profit. And, you know, for some people, it takes, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, or sometimes they don't even make profit, you know, they become bankrupt. Excuse me. But the reason I'm bringing this up is I find it funny how we literally need to spend money just to make money. Like, for instance, we got to spend money on equipment, inventory, employees, insurance, licenses. I mean, the list is endless. Even for this podcast, I've realized that you need an account with another website, but you still have to pay for that account to be published or to be produced on Spotify or just in general. And I find it so funny how, you know, people are so quick to, you know, take money, but that, you know, if you want your dream to become a reality, unfortunately, you need to spend money, a lot of money sometimes, you know, accumulated money to, you know, start it up, to even get to where you want to be. And it might not even kickstart the way you want it to, but I guess at least you tried, you know. And as my trial is ending in like a week or so, I question myself, do I see myself doing this? Do I see myself like doing this every day, you know, pretty much? And I thought about, you know, a year from now, how much I would be an expert, you know, that I would be able to know what I'm talking about, what I have already scripted or something, and hopefully, you know, people are listening at that point, or more than the handful of people who are listening now. But, you know, I think about it, and, you know, opportunity is all around us. And I came across this list earlier today that I wanted to share, that I thought had to do with a little bit of truth. And the list is called 6 Uncomfortable Truths We All Need to Accept. And I find it funny because, you know, as much as change goes on all around us all the time, we're still not accepting of it sometimes. We are still not open the way we should be. And the first one is, if you continue to wait until you're ready, you'll be waiting for the rest of your life. And that's what made me think of the podcast, because I've waited about, let's say, 2 years now, where I had a couple of friends that wanted to do a podcast together, and I thought it was a great idea. I jumped on board, you know, and the way one of my friends was presenting it is like, he's like, oh, it's not going to happen right now, but, you know, like, hopefully in a year from now, I'll have the garage, and 6 months, I'll have this. You know, he had a game plan. He had goals that he wanted to achieve within a time frame. And people who do that for themselves, I have to admit, I give them so much credit, because I'm just being honest, I'm not a person to plan. I don't like to plan. I don't know how to plan sometimes. And as much as I want to plan, it never goes according to plan. So, you know, I just let it go. I let it be. I go with the flow and, you know, hope for the best. But there are some times and some opportunities that are in front of us that we should take. There are times that we shouldn't have to wait, or we shouldn't be waiting if that is what we desire, that what we really want in life, then go for it. But you have to remember, you know, wants and needs are different. So you could want to be the CEO of something, but is that what you need? And I think about it, because I don't need to be the top face of a company, or I don't need to be, you know, on billboards, or, you know, album covers, or whatever you want to, whatever that's out there. You know, that personally, that's just not me. That's not who the person I could see myself as sometimes. But if we do wait for that time to come, it will never come. That's where, you know, law of attraction kind of comes into play. Like, if you want it, you need to go for it. You need to put yourself in that position, you know? You have to seek it and go for it. It's, it's attacking and conquering. That's what technically it is, and how I view it from, you know, war times, that, you know, if you want something, you want a territory, you want a queen, you know, you go attack and conquer it, you know? That's just how the basics of old history start is, I guess you want to say. And which brings me back to the list, which number two says, we don't fear new opportunities, new love, or new vulnerability. We fear old pain. And oh my goodness, I thought, how true is that? We are so quick to jump to conclusions and think about what we went through last time. That's what makes us scared. That's what makes us back out. That's what makes us, you know, think of what had happened in the past. And, you know, we don't want to feel that ever again. So we're not even going to, you know, try again. And that's the issue, you know. Sometimes we have to try again, you know. Practice makes perfect, even though there is no perfect. You have to continue to practice to at least be the best version of you. You know, you have to continue to try, continue to practice, continue to have a routine. You know, it's like working out. When you work out, you don't just do it for a day and expect to, you know, be bulky and have all this muscle and build. Nah, bro, like that shit takes fucking time. That takes dedication. You know, that takes perseverance. It's a lot, but if you want to do it, your mindset shouldn't change of because you're not seeing the results. You know, it's there. Number three on the list is, you have to be able to admit when you're being the toxic one. Blame is great for your ego. Personality is great for your future. Oh, it's a personality. I meant to say responsibility. I apologize. And which part of your personality is being, if you're a responsible person, that is a part of your personality. But this goes back to what I've said before of, you know, stop pointing fingers and don't blame others. And Yes, blaming others is great for your ego. It makes you feel better, but it doesn't make the other person feel better, especially if they weren't even the ones to blame. And that's the worst part, is almost blaming someone for something that they didn't even do. And your people entrust in you when you point fingers and showing evidence that that person is to blame for, when they're almost as innocent as the next person. You know, it sucks. But the whole thing of it is admitting. And if you can't admit, not admit to other people, if you can't even admit to yourself, then, you know, you're lying to yourself. You know, you're going to lie to other people. And, you know, is that really the best version of you that you want to be? In my opinion, no. I know I don't. And even though it's not my fault, I will still take responsibility, like, at certain times, because I already know that no one is going to take responsibility, and that they think that, you know, they're going to get, quote-unquote, in trouble if they don't take responsibility. Yeah, depending on what it is, yes, you will get in trouble, but if it's something very minimal to the point where it's like, oh, who farted, and nobody wants to say who farted, like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, my bad, it was me. I'm not saying that's the greatest example, but it's like, at that point, it starts with the smallest things, you know? If you can't admit to the smallest things, then that means you're not going to admit to anything, or anything that could be wrong, or, you know, or that is the truth. You're not going to admit that. And it's just unfortunate. Because the point of life is to have a great future and a good future, and if you can just do these little things, then, you know, you're one step closer to being there. Number four on the list is, regret will haunt you more than failure. And it's crazy that that's number four, but it is absolutely right. I know that the more I regret, the more I feel guilty in a way, yes, but I feel worse that I didn't put myself in that position, or I regret that the outcome that I let happen. And yes, people do remember certain failures, and that people do will kind of, you know, hold that against you sometimes. But if you keep trying and keep failing, but if you keep trying, there will be one out of the 10 times that you will succeed. It was funny because I had a friend actually yesterday that wasn't in the best mood. They even told me that they weren't even in the best mood. And, you know, the only thing I can do, or at the time, is just give them positive words, you know, give them that positive vibe, regardless of how they feel. And, you know, they're not a very confident person, but at the same time, the people that they surround themselves don't make them very confident either. It's almost like as if they wish bad on them, so they go ahead and continue to say bad things, you know, comment on it, on negative things, to make that person feel like shit and that they aren't shit. Excuse me, when in reality, it's kind of like pointing the finger, Jesus, to boost up that person's ego, because that person feels like shit, so they want the company. So misery loves company, and they go ahead and make the other person miserable and, you know, be in the shitty tunnel that they're already in. When it's like, no, you don't even need to get to that point. It's almost like you're allowing it to happen. You can't allow that to happen. Regardless of what they said, it doesn't matter, you know? As long as you know that it's not the truth, then that's all that matters. And they commented, they're like, well, this isn't the first time, and this isn't the only person that has said it. Like, okay, You know how many times I've been called stupid, ignorant, heartless, unintelligent, unqualified, all the un-words, all the negative words you can think of. I've been called almost every name in the damn book that I can remember at this damn point, right? But out of all those times, there's going to be one person or one time that they see you for you. You feel me? When I mean that is in a way that they see your struggle, they see how you feel, they see your vibe, they feel your vibe. And I love those people who just kind of, you know, drop everything and kind of just cater to what's going on, you know, just take time out of their day to make someone else feel better. And that can go a long way with people. It's, you can't fail by constantly trying. Yes, you can fail at the task that you're trying to complete, but you can't fail at trying, you know. You just have to try, and you gotta hope and pray that one day or one time that, you know, it will work or it will go your way. And that's where that confidence gets built. Number five is a narcissist will tear you down and rebuild you in a way that is easier to control. Protect your boundaries at all costs. And it's funny because I was almost mentioning it. I pretty much kind of mentioned it in that way, just not in a narcissistic way, where a person is almost not brainwashing you, but it's almost that, yes, they are taking control of you and your actions and your mindset, where you've built a wall to protect yourself. Everybody has built a wall and boundaries and all that good stuff. But there's always that one person or there's people that, you know, we act a certain way with that we let our guard down. You know, we let our time be wasted with them, and we don't even notice, because either we're having so much fun, or we think that that person knows us, or we think that person has the right intention for us, when the truth is no one has the better intention for you besides you and the Lord. I hate to say it, but that's how I feel personally as a person, as long as I've lived, that's how I've looked at it. So protect your boundaries at all costs. That's why I don't trust anybody. That's why I will constantly have a wall with people. I have a line with people that I don't allow certain people to cross. Like, it's funny when someone will ask me, like, oh, how come you don't do this with me, but you do that with them? It's because you don't, I've said this before, you don't need that. You know, you just want it to gain more energy. You want to take that and add that to stuff that I already do, you know, for that person that doesn't need to be done. I don't know. I speak in general terms, but I find it mind-blowing the things that people will go ahead and do and think that they can get away with, that they think they can, you know, push people to their limits and their boundaries. And I have to admit, for some people it works, you know, and they get so trapped into it that, you know, that relationship or that friendship is extremely toxic. And if you can't admit that a relationship or a friendship or whatever ship you're in that is a toxic one, then you're being blind and being a subject to that person's control. And it's only, the only way to almost get out of it is for having someone else to see it for you, or you, sometimes it's, you have to see it for yourself, you know. There's nothing better than seeing things for yourself. And lastly, on this list, is the most important realization in life is that you are already enough. This realization won't make you lose your ambition. It'll help you pursue the right things for the right reasons. And I thought that was the great way to end a small list like that. I mean, I've been saying this, that we have the power, we have the mindset, we are already enough, and it's the truth. And because we're so used to and so known to, you know, being scared and being and just being fearful of things, that's all we jump to, that's all we, like, our minds go to. And until we can remove all of that negativeness, until we can remove those thoughts, you know, we won't be able to see that we are enough. We won't be able to see that light at the end of the tunnel. And people should want to, and they should believe it, because ambition can be easily lost, motivation can be easily lost, can be easily taken away, you know, if you see someone doing something better than you, or, you know, they try to one up you, and in reality, or at the end of the day, whatever phrase you like me to use, that I constantly use, is that it doesn't matter. That it should matter what we believe and what we think and what we do, you know? It's just, I lost my train of thought as well at the same time. I had something to say. I already knew what I had to say, but it can easily be gained back. That's all I have to say. Anything can be easily taken, but easily gained back, besides trust. And trust does go a long way. If you don't trust that person, you shouldn't be around that person, or shouldn't be wanting to be with that person. Because you can be loyal all you want, but the minute somebody, you know, disregards your trust, it's as if that you don't even know that person. It's as if that's, you know, a different person. But I wanted to share with you my other list that I had seen today, and let you guys know that it's a rough road, but the road can be paved. The road can be fixed. At least there is a road. You know, sometimes people don't even start there, not even thankful for the road that they're already on, because they're so involved at how mad that their road isn't better, or that road isn't like someone else's. It's almost like, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. Is it though? Is it really? You know, because I know for me, there's been times where I thought that the grass was greener on the other side, and I jumped to it as if, you know, there's no tomorrow, as if I had no regrets. And next thing you know, it was worse than where I was. So, you know, just be careful, be open. You know, just protect your boundaries. And sometimes the truth is hard to accept, but the truth is the truth for a reason. And it's for you to either take it or leave it. But with that said, regardless of what's going on, you gotta keep your head up high, stay positive, and keep on praying. Thank you guys, appreciate you guys for another day of listening in on part 3. God bless. Amen.